I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are caught in the middle of conflict between three countries. Learn what it's about and how you can be praying. And in Japan, believers are working hard on finishing a special Bible translation. Find out why this is such important work. But let's untangle the first story. Hostilities between Egypt and Turkey have ramped up in recent weeks as the countries vie for oil-rich areas of Libya. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains the situation.
What's happening is you've got the Christians in Libya who have no religious freedom, and they're always in danger and underground and difficulty there. You have the Turkish Christians and you have the Egyptian Christians in those various countries. And, so both Islamic countries, Turkey and Egypt, and they're coming, at each other and in Libya and fighting for control of that area, which, of course, is very strategic. And then the Christians are getting caught in the middle of all this.
Now, if a conflict breaks out, the biggest loser will be Libya. Musselman encourages Christians to pray for the safety of their Libyan brothers and sisters in Christ.
It's a small Christian community, and yet, of course, there's rooted in such history in North Africa to the beginning part of the church. It looks, as if the church has been decimated, but we can tell you that there is a growing church in Libya. There are people coming to know the Lord.
And we're also told it's disheartening for believers living in Turkey and Egypt to see their governments leading them into war. So pray that God would give these believers wisdom as they navigate living in these countries while still giving full allegiance to Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, we're halfway through 2020, and it's been a memorable year, to say the least. Joe Handley of Asian Access says there's a bright spot emerging from the chaos.
We were hoping to be in 20 countries by the end of the year. We had big plans for the Olympic Games. Now with the pandemic, most of the countries we work in are either on some form of lockdown or at least shelter-in-place type orders. So that really changed the landscape altogether. But if there is a silver lining in all of this, we had been planning for several years to do a digital media initiative to better equip younger generations as well as where the persecuted church lies. And it just so happened that the pandemic opened that door for us to invest heavily in digital technology.
Asian Access equips national church leaders to multiply churches and make disciples. Through a new digital approach, they're starting work in two new countries this summer. Pray for multiplied gospel growth in South Asia through this initiative.
Pray for the church in South Asia because they're under significant persecution and pressure.
There are more details in the full report at our website.
We change the few who change the many. By investing in a few key leaders, going deep with them, they become catalysts for God's kingdom in their country.
And finally, for about 300,000 Japanese people, there's no Bible in their heart language. Japanese sign language is very different from written and spoken Japanese. Yet the Bible is currently only available in those formats, and that makes Christianity feel inaccessible to many deaf people. For them, Scripture is in a language with which they struggle to connect. Wycliffe Bible Translators is working to change that. Through partnerships with local Bible translators, they hope to bring a full video Bible to the Japanese deaf. Andy Keener with Wycliffe USA provides some background on the team.
The Japanese Sign Language Project has been going on since 1993, so this has been a long time coming. The team has been rather small. Today it consists of 9 people, and they've completed 33% of the entire Bible. And this past year, they finished the book of Daniel, and right now they're working on the book of Ezra.
The work is painstaking, but crucial and deeply personal for many team members. It brings the Bible alive.
And we really want to see God's word made available to each heart language so that there's no language barrier between individuals anywhere in the world and the revelation that God has given us through his word.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the heroes of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.